You're in the right place. You are listening to the Not So Weird podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kata.
We are a father and daughter team that has decided to reconnect by launching this podcast. We provide our listeners with an opportunity to have an authentic human experience. And we hope that this podcast will be entertaining and fun to listen to, and for you to get to know us a little better.
We are here to have a good time and to be transparent about the things that make us weird in hopes of uncovering something that you can relate to on a deep level and also to spend more time with each other.
Aw, this is the best time of the week. Every week. I look forward to this.
Yeah. And today's episode is super special too.
Super special. Now, we both feel it's important to provide an opportunity not only to reconnect with each other, but also to provide a safe place for others to feel comfortable too and accepted in a world that may feel increasingly weirder by the minute. We're here to share with you that with love and understanding, it's not so weird after all.
So yeah, your passions, everybody cares about them very much and people want to hear them. Your interests aren't as dissimilar as they might appear. And people love to know what makes you, you.
So as we hinted at before, it's a very special episode. And we're so glad that you've decided to download because today we have our very, very first guest. And our first guest is Cassidy Jacobs. Cassidy, welcome to the Not So Weird podcast.
Thank you. Hey, fam. How's it going?
Cassidy, what's your story? How do you know us?
So Adam is my dad. I live in Fort Myers, Florida. I spend my days being a dog mom, working in a sales job that I love, and running. That's pretty much me.
Now, you say running like it's something that you do every now and then to get some fitness or exercise. You're by far anything like that. You are the elite of the elite. You are an ultra runner. Tell us about some of the races that you've run.
Yeah, well, last year wasn't a huge racing year just because of everything going on with the pandemic. But I did attempt to finish the Tahoe 100-mile race in Lake Tahoe. I got lost at mile 50, added on 7 miles, and at mile 80, they said, hey, you're taking too long, and kicked me off the course, but it was still an awesome experience and ran about 80 miles. And I tend to pick one 100 miler a year. It gives me something to train for, something to look forward to, and it's really challenging. I have friends who can manage to do 5 or 6 in a year, and I try to pick one cool one that will take me to a place that I've never ran in before. And it gives me a cool way to travel and see the United States.
So was that your first attempt at running 100 miles?
No. So I've successfully completed 4. My longest race was 120 miles. That was the Wild Florida 120, which I don't think exists anymore, but they let us run that race one time. That was a really hard one. And my first one was the Keys 100, which is run in May. So middle of summer, and you run from Key Largo to Key West. It is absolutely brutal.
I can't even fathom the kind of experiences that you have when we talk about someone who's an expert at enduring, being uncomfortable, pushing through to get to the finish line. That is you, Cassidy. You are an absolute master at this. I mean, we've done this now 4 times, but you've tried more than 4 times. So when I imagine each time you do this, you learn something new about yourself. And it's just inspiring to everybody else who watches you run and cheers you on, whether they're there or virtually. So what is your next race?
So I have a couple races planned this year. My next race is in April. It's called Babwater Salton Sea. And I have to run with a 3-person team. So I am one of the 3. Then I have my friend Lizzie, who I met during the Keys 100, and we became fast friends. She's from London, and she's bringing her friend Jenny, who's also from London, who is a professional ultra runner. So definitely the strongest link out of the bunch. And the 3 of us have to finish together. And if one person drops out of the 81-mile race, then we don't make it to the finish line. And the kicker is once you get to the final miles of the race, they make you climb up Palomar Mountain. which is the second tallest mountain in San Diego. So right when you're feeling the weakest, they say, go climb that thing. And you say, okay.
That's going to be an incredible experience. I hope to see you in one piece when you come to do this incredible thing. And we'll talk more about that experience as it comes. Maybe get you back on the show to give us a recap of the entire adventure. So that's incredible. Let's move ahead. I want to get started by thanking a few people. Shout outs go to our good friends, Rob and Cass, who have been inspired by our show, by leaving positive comments on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for listening, guys. Rob has been also inspired to start his own channel on Instagram, creating reels, which scare him, by the way. It should scare everybody. And he's going to be making them about topics that he really cares about that are important to him. And we're so thrilled that you're inspired to get started. We'll be your fans. Way to go, Rob. And Cass is always running somewhere. And we can't wait to have you on the show soon as well to talk about your ultra adventures running. We met Cass a few years ago. They came out to run the San Diego 50 and we had an opportunity, both Cassidy and I, to go out to dinner with them and two of the finest people that I know. We really do love them. So way to go. And thank you for the positive comments. So how about an update on my 90-day action plan? I talked about that in the last episode. I'm really leaning in to make stuff happen. And if you know me, and most people who listen do, and you can find me on the internet anywhere by searching Adam Tinkoff. I am really leaning in as an experiment this year to see how big I can get on Instagram and TikTok. And I'm not that big, but just to see, like, if I can do it, anyone can do it, right? And it's just a fun game for me. So I've started a facilitated 90-day sprint through Loria Petrucci's The Streamer Accelerator Program. I went to the Expand Your Reach conference. We talked about that last week. And this is an extension of that. And I'm going to be working with a facilitator and a small group to help me achieve my goals, which are to grow. You know, considerably grow. And one of the things we're going to be focusing on is also leveraging this podcast, really making this podcast so people can hear it and really enjoy it and get a lot from it. Also working with a Instagram TikTok coach named Robert Benjamin, who promises guaranteed growth or your money back. And we'll see how that works. It wasn't a big investment, but that should be fun. We're just getting started. And I'm doing these things so I can tell other people whether or not these things really work. It's a lot of fun and it's all in good spirit. So if you want to help me out, go to Instagram or go to TikTok and look up Adam Tinkoff and just follow me and like, and then that's all I'm trying to do right now. Because if I can grow, if I can prove that it can be done, that I can help others do the same. And some people really have important things to share, like my daughters here, right? They have important causes and things that actually make a difference. I'm just trying to figure out what are the dynamics to make that happen. So we also have updates on the Not So Weird podcast, right? The platform. So if you go to notsoweird.com, you can find all about the show. But I'm not sure if you all realize this. We actually post show notes where we put out links to what we talk about. So if we say something, you can click on it and you don't have to write it down in your little notebook. You can just go to the show notes at notsoweird.com and it'll take you there. And we're also thinking about setting up our very own Discord server. And that will be a place where you can reach out to us and have a private place, kind of like Facebook without all the ads and your friends from second grade. And once that available, we'll have invites for our early adopters, which are the listeners.
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, cool. So now on to the main topic, gratitude. Gratitude. How can you go wrong with a concept like gratitude? So, Kata, what does gratitude mean to you?
Gratitude means to me just noticing things in your daily life. Maybe not huge things per se, but things that happen on the day to day and just having appreciation for them. Yeah. And also remembering to say thank you sometimes to lead into our later topic.
It's amazing. It can be just as simple as saying thank you. How about you, Cassidy? What does gratitude mean for you?
I have to follow Kata. I feel like she stole some really good things.
You could say it again.
Yeah, I think appreciation, thankfulness, and recognizing the things that you're lucky to have in your life. I think gratitude is about digging deep and being like, oh, okay, well, these are things that I have and I consider normal, but somebody else might not have them. And using that to feel a sense of appreciation and thanks. So I think it's similar to what Kata said, the little things, but also the things that you just assume you're always going to have. And that once they're gone, you've realized you've taken for granted.
That's right. It's also the big things. It's not just the little things. It's everything, right? And I'm so thankful that I'm able to talk about this topic with the two most important people to me, which are my two daughters, here in real time. This is super special. So thank you both. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you, everything you do. You are my heroes. You are my everything. And everybody knows that. I talk about you all the time. You know, I'm the proud doting dad. But gratitude is something that's very popular right now. When you bring up the word and the idea and the concept of gratitude, very few people say, oh, gratitude, that's so overrated. It's so last year. It is sometimes, but generally it's something that always helps and always works. And I laugh because in 2015, I believe, I thought it was a couple of years ago, but when you look back and it's like, wow, that was really quite a long time ago. I decided to keep a gratitude journal for a month. And every day I would write down in this journal, and it took me like a month to pick the right journal. I've got so many journals, but I have it here in front of me. And I look at it, and it's funny because in the very beginning of the gratitude journal, when I first started writing, you know, I was saying things like, I'm grateful for my family, I'm grateful for my house and my job, and I'm grateful for everyone that I love. And then after you do that for about a week, you start to really stretch into the real things that you're thankful for. You're thankful for those big things, but the little things, like I like this one. I am thankful. This is on February 25th. I am thankful that Moxie did not pee on the carpet.
You know, that's a great thing to be thankful for. Also very imaginative.
Now, Moxie was a dog. He thought it wasn't like a weird neighbor, something like that. I'm thankful that we'll have glorious weather for the next 2 weeks. Oh, that's nice.
So I didn't plan this. I really didn't. But I, too, just realized I have a gratitude journal sitting right next to me. My manager sent me for Christmas and I forgot I had it. And I've made one entry and I am grateful for brown rice. That was the one thing I was thankful for that day.
Yeah. Well, I have some. I just opened mine and it says here, I'm thankful that we have a house full of food and that all the bills are paid for a month. Well, that's pretty good. Yeah. So I look at this and like, even though it was really, really tough. And I would put in a whole page of notes. This was one day. I really worked hard on this. But when I look back and I read this, I think that, wow, I was very thankful that month. And it was a good thing. And I think the last one here, I'm thankful to end this project.
Do you remember what that project was?
This gratitude journal. So writing it every single day. I still do it, though. I still do it. Yeah, but this was just, I'm thankful, you know, I did a full page every day. So that leads me into, you know, just for 1 month, right? That leads me into what inspired me to talk about this gratitude topic. Last week, we talked about how I attended the Expand Your Reach conference. And one of the speakers who had an opportunity to meet was this incredible guy by the name of John Israel. And John Israel is a corporate gifting consultant. So he's an expert now at gratitude and thanks for corporations and businesses who want to kind of lean into thanking their customers. Being a very thankful organization is a very good thing to be. So what he did as a challenge for himself to really become that expert is that he hand wrote 5 thank you cards every day for a year to anyone and everyone. 5 thank you cards a year, a day for a year. 5. So that's 365 times 5, that's 1,825 cards that he delivered and wrote by hand in a year. That's an incredible amount of thank yous. And when he did his presentation, which is on basically a Zoom call, he was sitting in his office and behind him, he had a wall that was covered with the responses to all his thank yous. There must have been at least 1,000 notes behind him of thank you, of handwritten notes, which is a funny thing about when someone gives you a handwritten note, especially a thank you note, it's really hard to throw it away. In fact, you usually keep them because they're so valuable. You want to create something that's precious, write somebody a thank you note, probably keep it, right? If it's a sincere and important thank you, which most thank yous are, if you really think about it, right? But it was just seeing that guy sitting there. He didn't have to say anything. Just seeing all those thank you for your thank yous behind him was such a powerful thing that when he explained what he did by writing 5 thank you cards a day, every day for a year, it was incredible. And also, when he told his boss about what he was going to do, which he thought was absolutely crazy, his boss said, "What happens if you don't write the cards?" He said, "Well, maybe I'll give myself a penalty if I miss a day. I'll send $100 to a charity." And his boss said, "How about $1,000? So if he didn't write 5 thank you cards a day, he would have to send $1,000 to charity. $1,000.
But also that's amazing. That's painful. It's a very good consequence for charity.
Yeah, the consequence was severe, but that kept him. That kept him on point. And he did this. He wrote every day.
So he did it. He never donated $1,000 to charity.
No, we didn't talk about that. No, nobody even asked that either, because the stories that he told, and you can watch the TED Talk. We'll put a link in the show notes to the TED Talk. Because after he ran out of his kids 3 or 4 times and his family and everybody at work writing all the thank yous, he really had to think hard. And one story he tells was about writing thank you notes to the pilots and the crew of the planes that he was flying, because he was a consultant. He was flying around and visiting clients, and you know, they're a gratitude company. So he would go and he would write thank you notes on the plane to all of these folks. And he talked to us about a story about the first time he did this. He asked the stewardess, "What's the name of the pilots?" And the stewardess was like, "Okay, why do you need to know this?" But nervously got the names for the pilots. She's like, "Oh, I just want to write a card to them." And she's like, "Okay, this is really getting weird. Now you've really piqued my interest. It's a thank you card." And the flight attendant was like, "Nobody ever thanks the pilot. You know, sometimes when you walk off, you say thank you." But she actually sat there with his coffee or his Coke and wrote a beautiful thank you card to the pilot, the co-pilot, all of the flight attendants, the crew. Right. But the story goes a little deeper than that. I don't want to give that away, but I highly recommend that you listen to his TED Talk, because it's really a fantastic story. And I think that some of the things that he took away from this was that when people remember you as someone who acknowledged them, that saw them truly at their best, because when you're in an action of gratitude or you're being generous and you give something, that's like the greatest act, right? And when people acknowledge that act, how generosity is such a beautiful thing, people will remember you. And it's such a great way to elevate your relationship with somebody. And it's so simple, just by remembering to go out of your way sometimes to say thank you. The next time you call them, they're going to remember you as the guy who went out of his way to thank you. So they're going to be like, "Oh, so-and-so's on the phone. Yeah, bring him in here." Right? It's just such a great way to get in with people if you want to strengthen your relationship. And not for bad things, for good things, right? If you really want to connect and grow, right? If you want to increase your influence, you want to expand your reach, you really want to have an impact, amplify your message, one of the best ways to start is with gratitude, with thanks. So, Kate, I think you have some ideas about this.
I'm just listening, you know? Yeah, so I was really inspired by that TED Talk that you mentioned. You know, I watched it and I thought he was a really cool guy. I think it's a really interesting concept and a really simple way for just about anyone to incorporate gratitude into their life. Like, it doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't take a whole lot of time. It just takes extra thoughtfulness and mindfulness. So yeah, after you had sent me that video earlier this week, because you said that you wanted to talk about it on the show. So I gave it a watch and I actually bought some cards myself, because I was like, well, I don't know if I can commit to like a whole year of writing them every day, but however, I can write them when the situation arises. So I think I'm just going to tuck like some note cards. I don't know if we're using the video stream, but I bought a flowers and fungi little card set. So yeah, I'm just going to keep it in my car. And if I run into a situation where a thank you card could be appropriate, I'm going to do it. Actually, one thing that comes to mind, especially just randomly, is people who work at pharmacies. They seem to be especially stressed out lately. I wonder why. I feel like maybe if I put a little thank you card, like in the little swingy dish mabobber that you like put your medications in and then you like give them the card. I feel like that would be a nice thing.
When you drive through
to pick up. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I've been noticing that they just seem really busy lately. And yeah, I feel like just about anybody could use a thank you right now. So I was super inspired because I was like, oh man, that's actually always what I've wanted to make people feel. But this gives me such a like direct way to make that happen. So yeah, I really love his ideas. I think it's great.
So we can share a link to the Mr. Thank You Project. They actually have a challenge, a 30-day challenge at MrThankYou.com/30. We'll put a link in the show notes if you need help or inspiration getting started. But I challenge everyone to thank somebody, even if it's just a verbal thank you. Like when you're in the grocery store, remembering to say thank you or how much you appreciate the extra effort. I do that all the time. I try to get somebody's name and then I find the manager and like, hey, so-and-so is doing a good job. You know, that's a dad thing. Probably, right? So,
and a you thing.
We too have a gratitude expert on the podcast. Cassidy really is the driving force behind this project that she started that's called Jake Day, Random Acts of Kindness. Cassidy, can you tell us about Jake Day, a special day that happens every year and what goes on that day?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So Jake Day is really important to us. So we lost our brother and my dad's son almost 9 years ago. And on the day that he passed, we typically spent that anniversary just sitting on the couch, crying, hugging each other, trying not to think about what the day was. It was really difficult. And when we were about to hit the 5-year anniversary, I talked to my sister and I said, there's no way that I can watch our mom sit on the couch and be sad for one more year. We need something to do, because this is just not going to cut it. And I also don't think it's what our brother would have wanted. So we decided that we were going to do a random act of kindness for every year that he had been gone. And to this day, we continue. Last year, we did 8 acts of kindness. And one of my favorite moments was actually our first act of kindness that we completed. Kata, do you remember the one?
I think I know which one you're talking about. That was the one at the coffee shop.
Yeah. Do you want to tell that story? Because that was a really good act of kindness.
Yeah. Actually, that one is probably the most memorable for me, too. So it's funny that you feel that way as well. Yeah. So there was one year where we went into a coffee shop and the barista was just so sweet and she ended up being so grateful, which made this even better. So we had a group of maybe like 5 people. Is that right?
Yeah, just about.
And we decided what we were going to do is we were all going to go in and separately. So not as a group, we were going to act like we were like 5 totally random people, didn't know each other, and buy something super cheap, like just a regular drip coffee or a water or something, nothing fancy. And then tip, like, was it like $15 or $20 on every single one?
Yeah, we put a 20 down. We said, keep the change.
Yeah, that's what happened. So the guy I was dating at the time, he went in and he tipped $20 and then he left. And she was like, oh my gosh, are you sure? This is so much money. And then he left the building and then I went in and I tipped $20 and she said, no, this cannot be possible. And she said, hey, the guy who came in before you also tipped $20. You guys really need to meet each other. Maybe you should date. And that was really funny at the time because it's like, actually, you don't even know. But yes, that's a thing. So then afterwards, 3 other people came in, tipped $20. And I think eventually she was like, okay, no, enough. This is too weird. I think it was when my mom came in, like the 5th person. And
yeah, because she said, I don't even like coffee. Here's $20.
Yeah.
That kind of gave it away.
She's like, Random people keep giving me $20. There must be a common thread.
Oh, that's awesome.
We ended up learning about her was she was a single mom and working at a coffee shop and really needed the money to make ends meet. And so we ended up giving all of our money to somebody who really deserved it and is working hard to pay for her child, her son. So we've had experiences like that through the years. And every single year, I'm amazed at how it gets bigger. And I always think we can't top the last. And then last year, we did a fundraiser for charity and raised thousands of dollars for an organization called Music for Minors that's local to Southwest Florida. And I think one of the things that I've learned through it, too, is that by coming up with something that is so meaningful and by being an example, it's helped other people who I know also process through their grief, because I also know people who have either personally lost an individual or who have friends who have lost somebody. And now they're doing something similar where they're trying to do acts of kindness on that day as well to get that person out of the house. So it's been a really cool experience. It's something meaningful that I used to do with just my mom and my sister and my dad, and our immediate family would do it from afar. And now it's grown to this type of thing where people are like, okay, when's Jake Day? I'm going to do my random acts of kindness. And my phone it's just going off the hook because I get so many text messages and pictures of people doing an act of kindness for Jake.
So what is the day so people remember?
So we do Acts of Kindness Day on March 22nd every single year. And you don't have to do 9 acts. We just ask that you do one thing that makes somebody happy.
And we will remind you when we get towards March. So get ready. We will share. What day is that? Do we know March 22nd?
March 22nd is a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. I have a very special thing to say about Tuesday. What year is this?
2022.
And 2-2-2-2-0-2-2 is really a Tuesday. Is that crazy? Who planned that one?
Yeah, well, I actually have been talking to one of my buds about that, and we're going to go get tacos on that day because it just feels appropriate, like, to celebrate Tuesday. Yeah, we're going to get 2 tacos.
Yeah, 2 tacos. Mm-hmm. Taco.
We've had it planned for like 2 months.
Are you going to wear tutus?
Oh my God. Now we are. You're a genius. I'm so glad we had you on the podcast.
Just for that.
And you know what a coincidence that 2-2-2-2-0-2-2 is truly a Tuesday. We are going to celebrate Tuesday like no other day ever in the history of existence. But we're glad we'll be there with you. So that is great. So Jake Day is a Tuesday, March 22nd. We will remind you a month after Tuesday, Super Tuesday. And it's going to be a wonderful thing. And we can't wait to have you back, Cassidy, to talk about all the crazy stuff that happens with the giant sunflowers and the balloons and the incredible gifts and acts of kindness. You are amazing because random acts of kindness are the catalyst for gratitude, right? So you do something wonderful for somebody. What do they say? They say, thank you, right? So if you want to create more gratitude or thanks in the world, what you can do is come at it from the other side. Offer an act of kindness. I sometimes will do that by buying somebody's coffee at Starbucks or anywhere really, just paying for things that you can. I remember it was the fall. This is a few years ago. I was at the ESPN bar in Disney World, which is a place that I go to a lot to do conferences. There's a big ESPN restaurant. And it was so crowded, they asked me if I would mind if I would sit with somebody else because I was just single. And then the place was crowded, people watching football games. It's a sports bar right in the middle of the resort center in Disney World, right? And so right near the Epcot Resort. So I went there. I'm like, yeah, sure. And the people who accepted me into their table with 2 young kids who just wanted to watch the game because it was, I think, Louisiana that was playing. And they both went to that school and they couldn't get it on their cable. So they went to the restaurant. And what they were saying to me is like, we can't even afford anything. We're like ordering the cheapest things on the menu, but they really stretched, you know. And then I ordered some extra food and I shared it with them, and they were really struggling, but they just really wanted to see their team, and their team won, and it was super exciting. And you know, things are expensive at Disney. So I left before the end of the game because it was pretty convinced they were going to win and I had to get up early in the morning. And as I left the bar, I paid their tab entirely. It was like $60, $70, but I paid it. And I didn't, you know, I just walked out. So I have no idea, but I just know in the back of my head, those kids are going to be like, we should have ordered an extra Coke. They were such, you know, and they were like in their 20s or something like that. And they were just so glad they could see the game. And they're like, you know, it was worth it. We can't really afford this, but we're going to do it. And I was like so proud of that. And they were surrounded by most of the people I know at work. I was so lucky to be sitting at a table without people from work. Because we were there for a conference and they decided to come and they're like, boy, it's crowded. But it was really nice of them to let me sit at their table. And that was the least I could do. And, you know, that opening the door to having just a wonderful day the next day, because you just, it creates all these feel good chemicals and you're in a good mood. You know, you did something well, but I truly believe this idea of what goes around comes around. And all of my blessings are a result of all of those things. It's just like a big, complicated gratitude act of kindness system that's in play that we don't fully understand, right?
You know, I had a very similar experience of that goes around, comes around theory. Actually, over the weekend, I was flying back from Colorado with all of my in-laws, and my sister-in-law had been really ill that weekend. She had a super upset stomach and was having a hard time picking foods to eat. There were a couple foods that sounded good to her. One of the things she really wanted was ginger ale. And you wouldn't believe that in the Denver airport, there is no ginger ale. So she went, she sat, she tried to eat a little bit of food. And I said, you know what? I am going to find this girl some ginger ale. And I'm running all around the airport and found a bar, figured the bar would have ginger ale that you could buy in a cup versus buying a bottle from one of those just quick stores that you run into. And I ran in there frantically, said, do you have ginger ale? Can I please have it? I need it quick. And somebody saw me and paid for that beverage. And I totally thought of that saying of what goes around comes around, because here I am just trying to find something for my sister-in-law who's feeling really nauseous and needing something. Mm-hmm. And somebody recognized that and said, I'm going to pay for that. And I know it was only $2, but I'm still thinking about it because it was so nice of them to pick up that drink for me. Yeah.
Now it's featured on a podcast.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
right?
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Should have written him a thank you card.
Right. Well, now after watching the Mr. Thank You Project or hearing about it, everyone can have some note cards on hand. Even just sticky notes, you know?
Absolutely. Well, now, what's your story, Kata?
I was going to tell a story about today. So I had some guys coming out to do some work on the house, and they were really sweet guys. But gosh, something else I've noticed is that contractors, like house contractors right now, have been so busy because everybody's fixing up their houses. You know, they just look really worn out, or there's a lot of scheduling problems that aren't even really their fault. So these guys were here and they were just truly trying their best. And they're like, we're so sorry. We've gotten really poor communication from our higher ups. All of this is kind of messed up. We're going to have to come back. And they were so stressed out. It was kind of cold out this morning for Florida. Nobody's allowed to laugh because in Florida, 40 degrees is really cold. So they were out there, they were cold. So I went inside and I made them some tea because I thought about our podcast on this topic. And I was like, you know what? I'm just grateful that they're here. I'm going to make them some tea. And they were so happy. And it made me so happy that I could have even had a tiny difference. I mean, it didn't take that much effort. It just takes a little vulnerability, I think. But another thing I was going to say too is, Cass, I think that you are probably one of the most grateful people that I know. I think back, like the last instance of this that I can think of is just your wedding and how many thank you cards you wrote.
I was doing the Mr. Thank You Project without realizing it. 5 thank you cards a day to power through the thank you cards.
And how many cards did you write?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I still have a couple more to write, to be honest. Life has just gotten crazy. I think I have about 3 or 4 more, but they're important ones. I don't know. I was probably writing thank you cards for 2 months, so probably a lot.
Do you have any tips on like good cards to write or like pens to not to avoid?
No, not pens to avoid. But I think that The reason why I went with 5 thank you cards, again, not inspired by the Mr. Thank You Project, was because I wanted to make sure that they were sincere rather than just writing, hey, thanks for coming to the wedding and getting me this present off my registry. Happy 2022. And then sending it in the mail. I wanted to thank people for tearing up the dance floor and let them know how impressed I was that they know how to do the robot. Like the things that actually happened, because that's what I really cared about. It's nice that they bought me a food processor, but I didn't really care about the food processor. I cared that they took time out of their day to be there. And I wanted to make sure that I put as much into my thank you cards as they did to fly into Fort Myers, Florida, and be there for me on a day that was special.
Well, pretty much everyone had a good time. I can attest to that. I could tell from the faces. And I think it was more than just your wedding. We were just celebrating being outside and enjoying a party, because those are few and far between. And just being able to celebrate, you know, for the joy of it. And everybody really leaned in big time.
I also think that that's the reason why you do something like this, right? Like, the Mr. Thank You Project, or just thank you cards in general. Like, I feel like the whole idea behind it is just so that somebody knows how you feel. And that's what's so touching about it. Like, I felt like with every thank you card you wrote, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that you felt that way. That makes me feel so good. That makes me want to do this so much more. It's good to let people know how you really feel, because a lot of the times they don't know. So yeah, I think that you killed it.
It's
beautiful.
Well, thank you. I think that there are different times of your life where you feel different ways getting married. And I would imagine having children, though I don't have any of my own, are times in your life where you feel really grateful because everyone's there for you, trying to help you and making you the center of attention, which can feel really awkward sometimes. Like, I'm going to be honest, walking down the aisle and having 130 people staring at me, not very comfortable.
You don't do that all the time?
No, because everyone's there supporting you. Sometimes you just need to let that out and say thank you to everyone you can.
Yeah, I just opened up my notebook from the time that I was with John Israel, and some of the things that I wrote down was, you know, he called this active gratitude. It's a state of active gratitude when you keep this in mind like this. And what he said that really moved me, and again, I don't remember the context, but I wrote down, how are you going to know you matter if nobody acknowledges it? Mm-hmm. When you give thanks, you're acknowledging that somebody really matters, to be really seen truly who they are. And what's the cost of doing this? Very little. But the larger idea is, what's the cost of taking people for granted? You know, people can leave your life, and if you don't take the opportunity to thank them, you're never going to get that back, right? So doing whatever you can. And he tells this heartbreaking story about a card that he wrote to someone, and that person passed away, and he never had an opportunity to deliver the card, but the card was written. So at least he was able to feel that. But after that, with urgency, he would deliver these. Because think about it, you ask yourself this question: how do you treat the people that you're grateful for? An easy way to answer that question is to start with gratitude. Just by saying thank you is often all you need to do. And I learned this lesson the hard way. There are a lot of people that I would often forget to thank because I'd figure, oh, they know, but they may not know. I've yet to experience, when I thank someone, getting pushback saying, you know, that was inappropriate.
I regret that.
Thanks are never inappropriate. They're always appropriate. They go with everything.
Some of the words that I like to live by are, people always remember how you make them feel. And every now and then I'll have somebody from like my high school years or my college years who'll bring something up and they'll say, do you remember when you said that? And it stuck with me. And most of the time it's something that really hit home with them and was kind. Every now and then it's something that was not kind. And those ones always hurt the most. And so every time I have a moment like that, I'm like, okay, well, you want everything you say to be kind. You want to make people feel loved and appreciated. And I'm sure you guys have that person too, that was like second grade, stole your lunch or said something mean about you, whether it was how you look or the grade you got on a test. You remember that. They probably don't, but you remember that because it's how they made you feel. And so I think saying thank you is one of those moments that people will recognize how you made them feel, because you're saying thank you for something that they did. And that's always a good thing.
I love what you just said, because you want to focus on making people feel really good. And I totally agree. Sometimes people will bring up stuff and you're like, that sounds like something I would maybe say, but I don't remember saying it. And you just hope that it's good. Yeah, that's really interesting. I'm glad you shared that.
Thanks, Kate.
Another thing that's so wonderful about expressing thanks or expressing gratitude is how easy it is. All you need to do is say two words, really. Thank you. That's all it needs to be. Without those two words, it's hard. But with those two words, you pretty much said it all. So you could just write thank you. And it's everything. So it's not hard to do. If you don't know where to start, just saying thank you, even as a prayer to yourself, thank you, thank you, thank you. Say it in your head. So you get comfortable with saying it and then start saying it aloud when things happen for you. It's such an easy thing to do, and you'd be surprised. That might turn someone's day around, someone who's having a really bad day, and just the random act of gratitude can be that act of kindness that really turns them around in a way, positive way. Wow, what a great conversation we're having here. I think it's about time we start to wrap it up. I know you two have wonderful lives that you need to get back.
Oh, and you as well.
Oh, thank you. And I want to thank you both for spending time with your old dad, recording this little old project. And hey, we want to hear from our audience. If anything has happened to you in the same kind of way, either a random act of kindness that you've either given or received, or how thanks and gratitude have really changed your world. We'd love to hear about that. Please leave us a message wherever you found us. There's probably a way to leave a comment, whether it be on Facebook or Instagram, or leaving a comment in your favorite podcast app, like a review. We'd love to hear from you, or you can reach out to me at adam@notsoweird.com, or you can find me on the socials. As you know, I'm expanding my reach, so I'm probably next door and you don't even know it. I'm on your phone somewhere in your pocket waiting for you to click like. That's right. And thank you, Cassidy and Kata. And I can't wait till our next conversation sometime next week. So also, if anybody has any great ideas of what you'd like us to unpack or think about or talk about, please share it with us. Eventually, we'll be opening up the Discord server and we can have chats offline and out of time and just have a really great time sharing with you and connecting to you. So our calls of action for everyone, if you haven't subscribed to the show and you love it, if you're listening this long, you must. Please consider subscribing with your favorite podcast player. And I think we're pretty much everywhere now. Just do a search for Not So Weird or go to notsoweird.com and you'll find all the ways you can listen. You're listening to it now, so somehow you've found us. So any final thoughts, any parting ideas from you guys, Cassidy?
Well, if you want to be a super fan of this podcast and maybe you have an act of kindness that you can think of that you've done in the past, but want to have a fresh one, go do an act of kindness. This is your sign. Do something nice for somebody else and let us know about it.
Ooh,
and I'm going to do one. You know what? I'm going to do an act of kindness this week just because of this conversation.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So three acts of kindness in the world, making it better. And how about you, Kata? What are your final thoughts?
I just find it really refreshing to talk about things like this because I think this is one of the true reasons to be alive. To end on a super light note, you know, I just think that it's so important to recognize all the goodness that's around you. And if there's not enough goodness around you, then you can be the goodness. You can always change the energy and you can always choose to make somebody feel good or brighten somebody's day. So yeah, this has been a really special podcast, I think. I really loved talking about this one. And I hope somebody out there does some really cool act of kindness because of this.
It's not so weird to be kind. It's not so weird to be thankful. And actually, weird, really good weird things can happen when you express these ideas. The more kind you are, like the idea of you're looking for the ginger ale and somebody just reaches out and pay for it. It's just like magic stuff happens.
Yes.
These are the spells that you can say thank you is a spell that will introduce more magic. So here's to the magic.
I think sometimes for me personally, I don't know about anybody else, but something that keeps me from connecting with people more often is like the fear of it being weird. You're like, wow, I would really love to reach out to that person, but like, I don't know, is that too weird? Or you're like, wow, I want to help that person out. But you're like, they got it. Oh, looks like they got it. Okay, yep. But if you just kind of like bypass all that thinking and just be like, I'm just going to do it. What's the worst that could happen? It is not so weird to try to help a stranger, and they're not going to judge you, or they're not going to think that anything what you're thinking. Does that make sense?
It does. And I think this is a perfect segue into a conversation we can have next week on the topic of courage. Courage. Mm-hmm. Because what is courage? Courage is taking action in the face of fear. And that's what you're talking about. And sometimes saying thank you takes courage, but courage is a really juicy topic. It's a beautiful one. So let's look at courage next week and we'll continue. Maybe I'll spend some time looking for incredible acts of courage. And I think you two are ninjas at courage. I mean, just Jedi Knights in the stuff that you do every single day.
Thank you.
So we'll continue with the conversation of courage, but I hear you loud and clear. And Kata, you are courageous to lean in to do a podcast with me.
Thanks.
And Cassidy, you were courageous to say yes to being our first guest. You did awesome.
I do it again.
You did an awesome job. Yeah, and you will.
It's a brave new world out here.
So thank you so much, and perfect setup for next week. So join us next week as we unpack the idea of courage. So share with us. Yeah, let us know what took some courage for you. Like, what are some of the things you're really proud of, but really you were afraid of, but you did it anyways? And what might have gone wrong? Or you may have ended up somewhere else. You know, it takes a lot of courage to get up. Boy, Cassidy and I can tell you all about that, how we got up in front of everybody and sang a little song and we got totally lost in we'll save that for next week. But that took a lot of courage, but we sailed through it, champions. So thank you again. And to everyone out there, thank you for listening. We can't wait to do the next show. And this is where we say goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay.